Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Renick. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Luke Lemchuk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell fires to first and has Tovar trapped. There's the throw to Leon, who tags Tovar for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici takes first base on ball four. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Lemchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDowell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quilici for the out. Cardenas moves to second. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk juggles the ball. That's an error on Klimchuk. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Tovar moves to third. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-2 in the game. Renick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quilici moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Quilici moves to third. Renick moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quilici scores. Renick scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nelson for the out. Klimchuk moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klimchuk moves to third. Al Worthington now pitching. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing shortstop. Stan Williams now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tovar for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander now playing left field. Tony Oliva now playing right field. Rod Carew now playing second base. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Paul now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quilici hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington bunts towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosboro moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar is walked intentionally. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici juggles the ball. That's an error on Quilici. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quilici hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0 for 1 in the game. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paranoski is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 5 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 5 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-5 in the game. Horton hits a line drive towards third. Quilici reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peranowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Carew steals second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Roseboro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Peranowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peranowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Peranowski strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tovar is walked intentionally. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-2 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ulander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Nelson strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0-for-2 in the game. Paul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 6 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Cardenas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. Horacio Pena now pitching. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manuel for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Carew reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. Cardenas scores. It's 4-2, Twins. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosboro is walked intentionally. Ron Peronoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peronoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Peronoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Manuel now playing left field. Ted Olander now playing center field. Cesar Tovar now playing third base. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. Cardenal strikes out. 1 out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 6 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Harrelson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.